Now we have our second batch of news items, which include an appeal for relatives to come forward and one about a ten-sided toilet. It has fought to protect historically significant buildings and landmarks across the city for the last 100 years. And last week, the Norwich Society met at the 14th century Bishop's Bridge, where the movement started a century ago after the Society stopped it from being demolished as part of a road and river widening proposal by the local authority. Since then, its helpers have helped save Elm Hill, the Assembly House and Tombland, among other historical buildings, as well as highlighting important architecture in the city through design awards. Its chairman, Barry Howell, said the organisation was as important today as it was when it was set up and hopes to be around for the next 100 years. Norwich is a great asset. If you have a nice city to live, work and play in, that would create inward investment. He added the city had rich architectural heritage spanning 1,000 years, and the Society is opposing the redevelopment proposals for Anglia Square by developers Western Homes and site owner Columbia Threadneedle because of the height of the proposals. Mr. Howell added, "It's fair to say the relationship between the Society and Norwich City Council has been a bit of a roller coaster, but the bond that ties us together is strong enough for future projects." At the centenary event launch, Lord Mayor of Norwich, Dr. Kevin Maguire, said, "Norwich needs the Norwich Society. We must have alternative views in society. They help us think."
A gold ring displaying amazing workmanship was found by a metal detectorist in Norfolk 3,000 years later. The Bronze Age relic was declared treasure at an inquest in Norwich on Thursday the 23rd of March. It was discovered in a field in an undisclosed location in North Norfolk last September. Johanna Thompson, assistant coroner for Norfolk, said the item was found by Dr. Andrew Carter. "It is an almost complete circle, 15 millimetres in diameter, with a 6 millimetre central hole, weighing 5.39 grams. Mrs. Thompson said the ring is an even colour and a slight cracking suggested it was made by coating gold over a core made from another material. She said Helen Geek, Norfolk Finds Liaison Officer for the Portable Antiquities Service, had dated the ring at between 1150 and 800 BC. Miss Thompson concluded the ring was treasure because it was made of more than 10% of a precious material and more than 300 years old. No value was given in court for the ring. After the hearing, Brett Hammond, an independent treasure valuer for the British Museum, said it would be worth between £600 and £800.
A structure which has stood for more than 100 years, survived bombings, and seen the city's landscape change around it, is still relatively unknown to many. Those passing by the ten-sided building in St. Crispin's Road probably won't give it a second glance. But it's known to be the oldest concrete toilet in the UK. And while there are plenty of places to spend a penny around the city, this particular site has been shut for many years, but still stands to this day because it was given a Grade 2 listing in 1998 by the Department of Culture. Installed in 1919, the urinal was designed by city engineer A.E. Collins, with its two-storey roof fitted with glazed panels and its sides decorated with a repeating floral pattern. The loo is one of many unique structures which can be found in the city, alongside the Eastern Electricity Building in Duke Street, covered with words, and the stubby two-storey building in St Andrew Street.
Search for relatives. The death of a 66-year-old man from King's Lynn has prompted an appeal to find his next of kin. Terry Hazelwood, who lived in Orchard Cottage, died on Saturday, March the 18th. There were no suspicious circumstances surrounding his death. Despite carrying out extensive inquiries, no next of kin has been identified. Anyone with information relating to Mr. Hazelwood should contact the coroner's office in Norwich at 01603 774 773 or email coroner.referral@norfolk.gov.uk.